Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Our emotions are definitely a huge part of the problem. But yeah, the key I think that takes us, that unlocks the door from just saying, you know, hey, let's purge a few items, let me get my closet organized this weekend or whatever, is to really understand that God does have a plan for restoring order in this world. I mean, we know that he did create a world that was in perfect order when he originally created it for us, and that we, through our own passions and desires and things that we wanted, we actually messed the order of that world up. So it's important that we understand that he is working towards restoring order here on our planet, and that we can actually come alongside him, and as we align our lives more to what his idea of order is, as opposed to what maybe our idea of order is, then we can become a part of that plan. And that prevents us sort of adding more chaos and mess to an already chaotic and messy situation that God is trying to restore order to. And then we go from asking that question, you know, oh, how can I organize my closet, to asking a more profound question of, you know, how is God's original intention for order reflected in my life and in the way that I relate to the stuff that he has given me and the resources that he's entrusted to me. And that's a key to unlocking that passion, if you like, so that when we grasp this and we grasp that there's a bigger picture behind bringing order and we start to apply that, then we can really pursue the change that can mean we can live our life and manage our space and our stuff and time and money differently in order to actually be more effective for God and his kingdom.
Once, you know, the stuff is there, I mean, do you have some recommendations? Is it just sort of, you know, packing up some toys every month or so and say, well, we'll put these away for a while, or just to actually re-gift or get them out of the house?
You know, if kids are actually playing with them, I think it's like that the 80-20 principle, you know, where we use 20% of the things that we own at any one time. So like 80% is sitting around. And for the majority of us, you know, I would think in this case with toys, the kids probably aren't playing with all of them at all. I think things begin to get cluttered when you don't have, you're actually trying to keep more in the space that you actually have room to contain. So it all will depend. The amount of what you keep is going to depend on how much space do each of your kids have for their toys.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.